people, purpose, patience. What have you accepted in life? Let you think about that for a little bit. Just think about the things that you've accepted. Have you accepted your education? Have you accepted your relationship? Have you accepted your job? The answer should be no, quite honestly, because we should never accept things. We should always look to reach for more, do more, be more. There's always a new level, a new plateau, a new. Even with the same, it can be new. Just think about yourself as parents. You don't treat your children the same way as you did when they were infants. The only thing that's the same is the love. But even that has grown because you've fallen in love with another person. That baby that you raised and everything was so cute, laughing, smiling, first steps, and all of those moments, it's grown into a child with everything that you've taught them. Grown into a young adult with everything that they've taught themselves. And even if they're old enough, possibly have grown into a best friend. But the beauty of that is they're still your child. So you get to relive all of those moments. You didn't accept them as just that baby, because you knew that it would grow. You would reach new levels. You would become new, even with this person that has stayed the same, pretty much. The same thing with your job. Even though a lot of us go through a lot of mundane things at work, but we can still be taught something new. We can still reach a new goal. We can still be promoted. We can still travel. We can still do new things, meet new people. And a job that we've had for years can become new again with new opportunity. And then the same thing with our relationships. We can grow from just meeting a person and that wonderful feeling of falling in love, that wonderful feeling of realizing that this person means something to you, that you can't wait to see this person again. And it becomes even more when adversity comes into play. And then that person gets to prove to you why they're there. It's not just because of the love. It could be because of the hardships as well. Those things go hand in hand with your children, with your relationships, with your job as well. They're always there when you need them to be, when you can. So just to know that you can count on them. That's where growth and that's where true happiness comes into play. When those things that we feel. In one moment.
System disarmed. Ready to arm.
When those things that we feel are our pillars in life. We don't really realize they're pillars until we need to lean on them, so to speak. We don't really realize why they're there. So we have to go back and be reminded of the reason. So that's why I ask, have we accepted certain things? Because you shouldn't, because you should always have the reason, have the mindset to grow, to do, and to be more. Like I stated, that should be within every aspect of our life. Growth should be at a point. It should be at a point to where, like I stated, even with some things that feel outdated, or that feel, or we feel we've outgrown, we can always, it can, they can always become new again. I've had moments where I've found myself watching certain videos of, you know, certain people, and they've renewed their passions in life. And that's what I always tell people, to keep your passions close, keep something that reminds you of you close by, so when those moments of cloudiness come, you always have something that's clear to go back to. Clear that only reminds you of love, that only reminds you of who you are and why you do the things that you do. You know, and in those particular moments in life that happen to come about every day, we tend to be reminded of why we need to keep going and why we don't need to give up. A lot of us have hit that moment where we just, I'm done. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with, honestly, there's nothing wrong with frustration, if I can make that make sense, you know, that the things that frustrate us in life could either be one or the other, could either be for us or not. You know, we have to hit those moments and hit those crossroads with the same understanding that maybe I could try it a different way, or maybe I could look at it differently. It doesn't have to be just one way, cut and dry, I'm done. You know, we've seen so many people just in our everyday lives, you know, in our families, or celebrities alike, maybe, that possibly have overcome some things, that have reinvented themselves, that have found new ways of empowerment, found new ways to display who they are. You know, they just tried a different approach. That's all they did. They just tried a different approach. So all they did was allow growth. They allowed things to mature. And that could be with anything in life. to see if it's for you, to see where you fit in or where that particular thing fits into your life. It's to simply allow growth. It's to allow maturity. Don't give up on things so easily, because you just don't know where that reason could come from, and as to remind you your why. You know, so that's why I always say never accept. And it's so true to never, accept the end in things either. Never accept the end. Always have. A legitimate heart-to-heart within yourself and within your reasoning to walk away or to search for new. Because like I said, a lot of us could fall right back in love with something different, something completely different. But it could be new in a sense as well. It could become new again. You know, so a lot of things in your life to mature and to have reason instead of just being so quick to give up on it. A lot of things that you want in life to have reason. Allow them to become before you decide that they aren't. And walk away. Give things time to mature. Give things time. Never accept something is over. Could possibly just be not yet. It could be just not yet, you know. So my advice is to stay. My advice is to grow. Because as we all know, through every episode, through every word that I've said, I've had to put myself into that fire as well. I've had to have those reasons as well. I've had to allow the things in my life to grow, allow the mistakes to be made, allow growth and understanding within myself, within the people around me, within the situations around me. In order to fully become, you have to have understanding. Things don't happen overnight. We have to have our understanding with life and how life works, with how opportunities work, with how blessings work. Nothing comes to us just because we feel it's supposed to. Allow growth. Patience is a podcast.